Thank you, Sarah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's press briefing for the General Affairs Council meeting, which I will do this together with, as Sarah said, with Vice President Jourová. First, I would like to use this opportunity to thank the Commission, the Member States and the European Parliament for the commitment to and cooperation demonstrated with the work with the Winston Framework. We look much forward to the benefits from this new situation in the interest of both sides. With regard to our relations with the United Kingdom, today we have adopted three regulations on tariff rate quotas, sanitary and phytosanitary measures, and medical products for human use that are part of the framework. But then let me move to today's meeting, which consists of two key elements: preparation for the European Council in June and rule of law hearings under Article 7 procedures of Hungary and Poland. We had a good first overview in the European Council preparation. Naturally, Ukraine still remains the first point on our agenda. And here, the Swedish presidency is working towards new sanctions against Russia, as well as full implementation of what is already agreed. We have committed to supporting Ukraine politically, economically, and also militarily. Moreover, on economy, Sweden has successfully put competitiveness on the top of the EU agenda. Therefore, we welcome that the conclusions from March meeting on competitiveness will be followed up. The work for a more competitive Europe must continue. We also look forward to the strategic discussion on China. Given the geopolitical situation, it is important that we review our current framework for relations. And furthermore, my Prime Minister will give an update of the work done on migration. It is important to use the current momentum for reform and to find the right balance between responsibility and solidarity to translate into legislative texts. And as I mentioned, we also have had hearings today with Hungary and Poland under Article 7. And the hearings were good opportunities for the Council to get an update from the Commission, from Hungary and also from Poland, and on the situation from the Union's values and rule of law. There are problems regarding the rule of law in both Hungary and Poland, and these hearings offer a format in which all Member States can have their questions answered. And both Hungary and Poland have undertaken several reforms since the last hearings were held. So therefore, it was appropriate to do a hearing rather than state of play to get as much clarity as possible. Regarding Hungary, much of the legislation recently introduced in Hungary are steps in the right direction, but problem still remains. And it's now up to Hungary to show further progress. During the last plenary session of the European Parliament, I had the opportunity to speak with the rapporteur and shadow rapporteur on this topic. And since the European Parliament has played a key role in Article 7 process related to Hungary, I believe it is important to keep them informed. As regards Poland, there are clear requirements in the area of judicial independence. And in that regard, we are currently waiting for a decision from the Polish Constitutional Tribunal. By having these hearings, we reaffirm our commitment to the rule of law, which is one of the priorities during the Swedish presidency. Finally, I just also would like to take the opportunity to talk about the Swedish presidency's symposium in Stockholm in June on democracy and rule of law. In this symposium, we will take stock and evaluate the effectiveness of the EU's rule of law tools together with commissioners, ministers and representatives from the civil society. Our ambition is that the Stockholm Symposium will provide valuable input to the EU institutions and upcoming presidencies' work on the rule of law. Thank you.